You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Several important conferences concerning trade deals between New Zealand and other countries, particularly Australia, are coming up this month and in July. Economic trade agreements are to be discussed and debated, and this is of major importance to New Zealand, a country that relies both on import and export to have a functioning economy. I spoke to Professor Jennifer Curtin, Director of the Public Policy Institute at the University of Auckland, to find out more about trade agreements. I started by asking what outcomes or information Professor Curtin hoped to see from the upcoming Auckland Trade and Economic Policy School event.
Well, what's exciting about it is we have international speakers coming from Australia, including Indigenous Australian voices represented, and alongside a whole bunch of New Zealand policy experts and people from public service and business, meaning we're really hoping that we're all going to learn a lot more about how to grow the Trans-Tasman relationship and our broader, you know, both countries' relationship with the ASEAN economies and Latin America in terms of what's needed in terms of citizen engagement around trade agreements, what's needed to operationalise Indigenous procurement, for example, and how best to work together to secure multilateral as well as bilateral productive relations for business going forward.
What policies need to be focused on or introduced to ensure a sustainable economic future for trans-Tasman trade between Australia and New Zealand?
I think the main thing from a more political and general policy perspective is that we continue to keep the communication channels open, that our different kinds of relationships with China, with the US, sometimes New Zealand and Australia differ in that regard, that we enable a respectful recognition of our differences while also progressing work on behalf of the Pacific and with the Pacific Islands to address key issues around climate change, around thinking inclusively about trade, about digital trade and e-commerce and how that impacts Indigenous peoples as well as non-Māori and non-Indigenous Australians, for example. So there's quite a lot of meat in this conference in terms of content, and it'll just be the tip of the iceberg really in these 2 days, but we hope it's an opportunity to showcase really important themes that will be picked up, we hope, at the Australia-New Zealand Leadership Forum, which is happening around the Prime Ministerial meeting in July.
How is the trans-Tasman relationship between Australia and New Zealand faring in terms of trade at the current time?
Australia is really important to New Zealand's economy. They take 12% of our total goods exports, and a lot of our service imports come from there. So on a straight dollar basis, it's really important in terms of our partnership.
In your opinion, does the potential for a future national government bode well for trade between Australia and New Zealand?
I think most analysts and trade and foreign policy watchers would argue that it often really matters who's in power on each side of the Tasman as to whether or not the relationship continues in its current form. We've seen this before. John Howard and Helen Clark, different political parties, got on really well. And, you know, probably the frostiest one in recent years was Jacinda Ardern and Scott Morrison. But we have seen that political leaders from distant sides of the Tasman do keep the relationship strong as best they can.
The Regional Comprehensive Economic Partnership, RCEP, partnership is the largest free trade agreement, and it involves trading between New Zealand and East Asia. What does joining this agreement mean for New Zealand?
I think here what we often, when we think Asia, just sort of focus on China as, you know, one of our largest markets or our largest market. But what's happening in East Asia is there are a lot of other economies there that are continuing to grow and that we are continuing to grow our relationship with. So these East Asian economies are significantly important and actually represent in combination more trade with New Zealand than do the members of the CPTPP. So I think this is probably considered by some trade policy experts to be one of the multilateral agreements that we haven't focused on enough to understand it and to understand its potential and why we should be talking about it a bit more, because it's not the one that we've heard a lot about. So it's one of those ones that brings a lot of potential for New Zealand market.
That was Professor Jennifer Curtin speaking on the trade agreements between New Zealand and other countries.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.